Coventry's Broadcast, the English language Broadcast podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I don't have a funny name this week because I didn't think of one.
Do you not have a name? Oh.
No.
That's a shame.
I know, right?
Shame with no name. No name, shame, shameless.
Shame McGowan.
Shame and McGowan,
shame,
good.
Shame Richie. We can keep going.
Let's not.
Aladdin Shame. Right.
Good. You want to see yourself out or... Yeah. I am duty bound to say on a packed show today, because that's what all the shows have been, what with the football coming thick and fast. We've got...
Football,
yeah, lots of it. We've got a trip to Varnsdorf. We have a game at home to Žižkov. We have also, there was a trip to see the Men in the High Castle, Slavic edition, in Prague. We've got two Beer of the Podcasts today.
Beers of the Podcast.
Yeah, thanks to Adam Pietrocha, who very kindly showed up at my front door with an armful of beers for us, which was incredibly nice of him.
I can't believe it worked.
David. I know.
You've just got to be like, if you've got stuff and you want us to like take it and we'll mention it on the podcast, we'll do it. And then the next day it's like, by the way.
I've made some beers, lads. Will you take them off me and talk about them? Yes, we will.
Great.
Thank you very much.
I mean, it's a really good... really good thing that people are doing that. So, you know, once again, if you'd like to give us stuff...
Yes.
I like rums.
Right. I don't. But
you like cars.
Yes. I like cars. Brilliant. That'll probably work. Probably work fine, that.
Guy from the Nissan showroom will just be like, oh, I was listening to your podcast, lads.
Nissan. Anyway. Yeah, gift horse mouth, I know. We've also got Hot or Not. And before we start any of that... I am going to put this idea out there. We are also going to put it on social media to get an idea of numbers or if anyone would be interested in it. We are considering doing a Zbroyovcast end of season meetup in a pub around Brno somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We'll choose an evening, and if you want to come along and meet other pod listeners, interactors with, etc., we thought that would be quite a nice thing to do. Like I said, we'll put it on social media, see if anyone fancies it, if at all.
Can we have it more like an end-of-season party? Can we get a juggler?
I know a clown now.
Yeah. Oh, of course, you met a clown, didn't you?
Yeah.
K-L-A-U-N.
Yes, exactly. And not one of Visegrad's defenders. Hey-o!
Whoa! Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. So, we're just putting that out there. And please remember, if you're listening, tell your friends, follow us on all the social medias, and get us wherever you get your podcast recording. On that note, let's talk about Varnsdorf, shall we? So, the boys travelled up north, very, very up north, to Varnsdorf. We didn't, obviously.
No.
Because they were nobody was. No, they.
No, there was about 20.
Yeah, people. The people who went up did get tickets, but we
and they got in.
Yeah, and we. I mean, nice enough though, Varnsdorf is.
Not on a wedding.
It's a long way again.
Thursday or whatever it was at 6 p.m.
Yeah, and it's a long way for what was an. What looked like a very hard-fought win.
What was an excruciating follow on the live text update?
I'm sure it was. I was not following it. Were you actually following it on live text?
Do you know what was
That's
even...
That's a thriller.
Do you know what was even worse?
What?
I was doing it in the pub.
Oh, come on.
Couldn't find a stream, and I was like, right, got the pub. And then ended up watching the North Bohemian Derby while getting the updates.
That was that's the Liberec Yablonets derby. Any good?
Yeah, it was decent enough. Like I expected Yablonets to win. Didn't, but
fair enough. So what about this game? Excruciating. A very, very late winner for the boys in red. Stuck away by that useless donkey Jan Hladík.
Man, it's the return of the curse of Zbroyovcast, man. Anything we say is just like automatically negated pretty much straight after.
Yeah.
It's
a shame we're so incredibly shit we'll not win anything at all next year. Hint, hint. Yeah, see, I'm getting it in early.
It's up there as a goal of the season as well. That's the worst thing about it.
Yeah.
Who does he get it from? Is it like Sedlak in the middle or something like that? He gets it pretty much just off the halfway line, beats two defenders, and is able to, like, you know, finish from about 15 yards out.
Yes, with aplomb, as I believe we're supposed to call it. Huh. That's a cliche anyway. It's the only time you use aplomb in any way at all.
No, not even in in a man's hat filled with perfume.
That would work. Yeah, you don't. Do any other actions happen with aplomb naturally? Do you think? Because I
can't think of any off the top of my head, and I don't want to leave dead air.
No, I mean we do leave dead air quite a lot, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just thinking out loud really. So yeah, there wasn't.
We're just blagging this one, aren't we?
Because there was nothing really very notable about it, to be honest. Apart from, it was looking like it was going to be the Varnsdorf of last year.
What's incredible...
Which was dreadful.
Two things incredibly notable about the game were, first of all, we of course didn't have... penalty specialist, as we're now going to say... Adam Fosek.
Yes.
And that meant, and so of course what happened is we got a penalty.
Yeah.
And it is a penalty. And Prihistal steps up, misses.
Yep.
Misses. I think it goes wide of the goal even.
Because there was no Prihi and there was. Was there no Rusek as well? Or?
There was Prihi. This is the thing.
Sorry, yeah, because sorry. Prihi, I mean, no Fosek.
Prihi, yeah. There was no Fosek, no Iceman. I don't think he was still suspended. There was no
Rusek.
No Rusek.
So, those are your two main penalty takers right there. So it's
been
passed down the line.
And then Prihistal ends up injuring himself and is now out for foreseeable.
Our top scorer, yes. Mm-hmm. That didn't really affect us a lot, as we will see in the two games coming up, mm-hmm. being without our top scorer.
But it honestly did look like that we were just going to just 0-0 this one.
Yeah.
I don't know if we ever really looked like we were going to seriously lose the match, but still, like, that's, one hell of a rescue from Hladík.
Yeah.
Who, so far, he's only scored one, so
yeah.
He scored, one or two now, so, I don't think he's going to score in any other games.
Right, okay.
So,
we'll just put that prediction out there, shall we?
Yeah.
Before we go on to other games and other various matters, let's find out what's the deal with Varnsdorf. Varnsdorf. It's all right, isn't it?
I like Varnsdorf. It gets bad press.
Yeah, I enjoyed our time up there last season.
It's like Germany, but cheap.
Yes. It's a very odd shape of a town. It's a big, long, thin streak of land.
It's a long boy. It's got like two stations, I think. One of them goes up to the brewery.
The brewery has its own station, yeah, up at the top of the hill there.
An excellent brewery.
Very good brewery, the Kotsor brewery that I was... When we were up there, we were staying overnight and I was looking for rooms in the brewery. I thought that would be an excellent place to stay. But your friend and mine, Pavel Grimm, and his girlfriend had nobbled
the last room.
So thanks for that. But that was, a thing. We stayed in a sort of just a little pension thing, didn't we? It was quite
nice. That's very nice.
Yeah. It's a sort of long, thin streak of a town because it used to be a couple of villages. It only became a united town in 1800 and something. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It is almost on the sort of triple point of the border, let's say, where Poland, Germany and the Czech Republic meet. Because we took that train that crossed the border sort of time and time again, didn't we?
It's great because it goes Czech town, Saxony.
Yeah, it was quite interesting. It's not a big place, 15,000 people. But what's interesting is it has a population of 2,500 Buddhist Vietnamese.
I've heard about this,
And is home to the first Buddhist temple built in the Czech Republic.
Very strange.
Yeah, there you go. It's one of the few... Czech town, like, this is such a big deal. If you go to the Wikipedia page, it tells you the name in Czech, in German, and in Vietnamese mm-hmm. of the town, because it's such a big deal for, yeah. for there. It's, yeah.
So Varnsdorf, Varnsdorf, and Varnsdorf.
Yeah. German one's got a W. Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, and we were also looking for the sound of Varnsdorf.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy. Are you in for a... I'm going to say treat.
This is a real humdinger.
It really is. Ladies and gentlemen, this band is called Bonesaw of the Brains, which is a cracking start already. Yeah. They describe themselves as death hardcore.
They've got one of those like name logos that just looks
just like a pile of sticks.
Like weeds. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. This, ladies and gentlemen, this song is called Raped Justice. Enjoy.
Edgelords. Ooh, edgy title, mate.
Yeah, dear me.
Woof.
Bark. Yeah, so that's Bonesaw of the Brains, available for you on Bandzone, etc.
Is it VHS?
Not, well, possibly available
live
on VHS, I haven't it.
Live at the Cultural Centre. I've forgotten their name already.
Bonesaw of the Brains.
Bonesaw of the Brains.
Yeah, so that's that. Anyway, we are going to move on to part one of our two-part Beer of the Podcast after this. So come along inside. Beer
of
the Podcast.
Aye. Yes, David, come on in as we drink.
Come on inside, yeah. I don't know why I finished the last section like that. That was very unusual. And then, yeah, you made a Through the Keyhole reference, which I enjoyed.
Through the Podhole.
That sounds wrong, and I don't know why. Through the Pod... Hello and welcome to Through the Podhole. There's me, David Frost, and let's go and see whose house it is. Lloyd? Hello, Sam. Well, here we are investigating further into the ivory towers in which this podcast is being recorded. There's a mixing desk on the coffee table. I wonder whether this is the sound of things to come. Sorry, this is
also
for all people who don't know what Through the Keyhole is. That is absolute nonsense.
For all the Czech people as well, who just go, yeah. The hell is he on about?
Yeah, anyway.
Who's Lloyd? Who's David Frost?
Anyway, let's get back onto things that Czechs will know, and that's beer. So, we have got from Adam Pitrocha's Pitrocha Pivo. For those of you who don't speak Czech, this is a prime example of nominative determinism. His surname means, like, drinks a little, which is quite nice. We have the Lazy Hazy Summer Session IPA. It's an 11 degree. The label is the Rainbow Flag, which is very nice because he's a San Pauli fan. And it has a small little graphic of a snail on it. And this is in reference to Jan-Philipp Kaller, who I believe was a one-club man at San Pauli, was the captain. And he retired this season. Adam told me that when him and some mates were in Hamburg, they met his mum, who is Czech, and who gave them a tour of the stadium.
That's crazy.
Which was kind of nice. So, yeah, I'm going to put pictures of these on the social media for you. So
is Adam just making these as a hobby?
Yeah, just in his kitchen, like.
So just for him and his mates and stuff like that.
Sort of that's thing. Good. I don't know because there's a Facebook page. I assume they are available for sale, but it's very very small batch. He just does like, you know, like these actually were the last ones of this batch.
This is a treat then.
Yeah. So
a nice bottle for your mantle as well. If you're one of these people that's into, you know, having empty bottles in your mantle.
I'm not.
Cheers, cheers! Cheers!
Tink. Yes. Smells nice. Smells summery, as indeed it says on the label. So, what do we reckon?
For an IPA, it's not terrible. it's really clean finish, actually. It's a really clean finish.
It is, yeah.
You get this is the haze craze in microbrewing as well. So it's really mad at the front, and then the finish is really clean.
Yeah, it's nowhere. Yeah, I can see why you would like it because it's nowhere near as aggressive as a lot of other IPAs that are just all like fruit and hops, aren't they?
Session IPA. So this means you're supposed to drink 10 of them.
Yeah.
I actually quite like this, man. Mm. There is, every so often, there's a couple of IPAs that I do quite like. It's like the Tropical Matushka, I believe, is IPA, right? That was mad. This is great. And, like, for someone who's, like, making it as a hobby or whatever, and, you know, there's a lot of trial and error involved, I assume, in brewing your own beer.
I'm sure, I have a
guy that brews beer for me.
Alright, what are you, the Duke of Westminster? What's going on there?
I have many guys that brew beer for me. I just pick it up from the supermarket.
Ah, right, I see. Yes, I see. Yeah, Mr. Cozzell, he's there.
Mr. Sam Brenus. I like this. I really like this, and I will keep peeting.
Peeting. Yeah. Were you going to say peeing and then realise that doesn't work? Yeah. Okay. So this is Beer of the Podcast 1 of 2 and thumbs up.
Yes, thumbs up. Yeah. You said he has a Facebook advertising this stuff. Do we know the address of that?
Facebook.com. Pitroka Pivo. I don't know. I'll put a link to it anyway.
For the second, yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is 1 of 2, because it's nice to give us 2 beers.
Yes. So there we go. After this section, we are going to go on and talk about Zbrojovka versus Victoria Zhizhkov from the other week. So, actually, why wait? Let's do it now. Weekends ago, we hosted the Zhizhkovians, and it went quite well.
Yeah,
I would say.
I was really worried about this match.
Yeah,
I thought we were going to have a really tough time against a team that are difficult to break down sometimes.
Who we had lost to previously in the season and played very badly against.
Indeed. And well, what happened?
Goals happened.
Goals.
All the goals.
Well, David, remember like last season we lost it. We lost also in Prague, and then we put 6 past them at home.
Yeah.
Like that surely wouldn't happen again, though, would it?
Well, happily, yes, it did. And indeed, we were up. I mean, we were 2-0 up, basically before we'd even started.
2-0 after what, quarter hour or something like
that? Yeah, something like that. First one, this, like, ever since Michalak has sort of put some trust in Pachlopnik and let him off his leash, he's really come into his own.
What a
lovely little player
this
he is.
This goal is very much about him, despite not being the goal scorer.
Yeah, gets the ball on the right, weaves his magic, gets his dancing feet working, takes it around a couple of players, bursts into the penalty area, crosses it, and it's a point blank finish for that guy who is not going to score any more goals. So,
All right, so we scored 1 in this match. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The second goal comes on about sort of 10, 12 minutes or so. Stefanowski gets to the left-hand corner of the penalty area, sets himself, looks up, and curls an absolutely delightful shot into the far corner. You were going to say something about social media video, weren't you?
There's a good social media video, but like, can I just say that I really approve of the club actually spending money on social media stuff right now?
Yes.
Like everything from Adam Fosek as Clint Dempsey to Pavel Iceman being on fire to this, which was some sort of cyborg shit, if I remember.
Some sort of Terminator spoof. Yes,
that was
exactly.
It,
yeah.
It's looking like we're starting to get a goal of the season every game.
Yeah,
which
this
is pleasing.
This was a lovely finish. Third goal was Antonín Rusek penalty, slammed straight down the middle. Well, slightly to the left, but yeah.
We should also actually on this point a shout out to Sven who joined us for this game.
Yes, we should, shouldn't we? Yes,
who was fantastic company to watch a game with. Didn't think that was a penalty though.
He's wrong.
Sven, you're wrong, mate. I mean, it's the clearest penalty we actually get a lot of penalties in our favour, but this was a clear one for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, hope you come back, and thanks for the photos as well.
Yes, some lovely photos using his like old school Carl Zeiss lensed camera, which pleased you greatly, didn't it?
Man, so. I'm very into Carl Zeiss Jena.
Yeah. That was very nice. Shout out to John dragging his crippled torso out as well.
Of course, yeah.
for his first game for a while.
He injured his hand as well?
Yeah, he did his ankle while jogging or in the gym or something and fell and also knackered his hand. And that's his excuse for not playing bass with me right now. He's still managing to get Red Dead Redemption 2 done.
So it hasn't
affected him that badly, apparently. Anyway, so yeah, that happened. We're 3-0 up. And at the end of the first half, Igor Sukenik brings one back for Zizkov with a decent finish through a crowd. It's a crowded penalty area. It sort of ping-pongs around and comes out to about sort of 10 yards out, and it's fired through a group of players into the bottom corner. Fair enough. We go in at halftime 3-1 up.
No, we don't. We go into halftime 4-1
up. 4-1
up,
yes, of course.
3 minutes
we do.
Later, we just went right down the end and thought, well, we'd like to keep this 3-goal lead at halftime.
Yeah, I sort of didn't see much of this because I was in the beer queue at the time. Do you want to talk us through it?
No, not really, because I was also beside you, remember? But I stood up on the step.
Yeah,
I stood up on the steps to watch a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And it's basically all about getting the ball to the byline. There's a bit of a confusion right beside the goal, and rather than trying to poke it Vanjak looks up, sees Hladek like in the middle of nowhere in the center of the box, passes it right back to him, and he drills it home. Hladek again scoring, you'll notice.
Yes. As you say though, it is Vanjak's intelligence and vision to not try and just sort of scramble the ball across the line past the goalkeeper and three players, but to sort of poke it back where Hladek is, nobody's near him.
Yeah.
And he's got a fairly, not a simple finish, but it's a much more elegant goal than it could have been.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah. Yeah, so 4-1 it is at halftime.
And we've won this game by that point.
Absolutely, just... yeah. Doesn't stop Stefanowski getting in on the action again. One of the shortest men on the pitch, stooping to...
Yeah, does that sort of swan sort of thing.
Yeah, to head home. It's a free kick from the left, isn't it, I think? Or is it a corner?
Corner, I believe.
This is one thing that's really improved under Michalek versus Schuster. Set pieces.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of goals from corners and free kicks now.
Yeah.
We this just is know clearly
about
a
basic movement now. That's the one thing.
Yeah, this is clearly a training ground routines we're seeing coming through here.
Yeah.
Something that's really picked up. To finish off the what can only be described as a rout, Martin Sedlak comes on. Immediately, Martin Sedlak scores.
His first senior goal for this club, I believe.
Yeah.
His first appearance, one of his first few appearances for Zbrojovka.
He started a couple early in the season, I think, but did very little of note.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was with about
Is he
10, 12 minutes to go?
Any relation to other said Larkin?
I don't think he is. Mm. We can check that, but I don't. Actually, I don't care, to be honest.
I care.
Really? Okay. Well, we'll have a look in the next break. Little farmer boy. That's Sedlak, not Sam. Yeah. who I'm referring to. I'm not, you know, disparaging your farming abilities or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know where to go with this. I don't even have a response to that. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you can farm.
I was always bad at Harvest Moon. Is that the game on the SNES?
It's a Neil Young album.
It is a Neil Young album. Second one. Because it's Harvest and it's Harvest Moon.
That's right.
Is the Harvest Moon one with...
What is Harvest Moon the one
with? Is that with Neil Young and Crazy Horse?
I think it is with Crazy Horse, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also one of the most beautiful single songs, I think, ever written. Harvest Moon. Mm. The actual song Harvest Moon, I think, is absolutely gorgeous. Just like out of nowhere, should we play a little snippet of Harvest Moon now?
Are we going to get Story of Seasons? I just say Harvest Moon game. Harvest Moon was that game, and it was for the SNES.
Right.
Are we going to get pulled for having blatantly copyrighted stuff on though?
We have it all. Like, we have blatantly copyrighted stuff on all the time.
Who cares then? Let's go.
I think we're too small. A little snippet of Harvest Moon, why not? Let's go out and feel the night. Because I'm still in love with you, I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love. Yeah, that's lovely. One of my... Seriously, I think one of the best, most romantic and poetic songs ever written. I love it. I love that. Anyway, that was Zhizhkov. Shall we do Hot or Not?
Yeah, we can do Hot or Not.
All right, let's do that. Because we've still got lists to do. I want to hear your opinions again. Because we've still got lists to do. It's hot or not from you and me. That's my murdering of Harvest Moon by Neil Young. Oh, did you enjoy that?
Yeah. Yes, so...
I've got two hots and a not. How about you?
I've got two hots and a not.
Good.
I'm wondering if one of ours is the same.
Probably not.
Okay. Good. Well, would you like to give me a hot?
I would. It is new shirt launches. I love new shirt launch time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me really happy because there are some really good blogs and websites that have all this stuff catalogued. So, as well as all your big names, all your Bayern Munichs and your Manchester United. So I'm doing the Danny Murphy punditry plural there.
Uh-huh.
Your Manchester Uniteds, your Bayern Munichs. He doesn't speak like that. But yeah, you also get to see kits from like, you know, obscure Bolivian clubs who have also launched things as well. Mm-hmm. You know, or like, you know, here's the 2020-2021 shirt from Heracles Almelo. Or, you know...
Or Loch Ness FC, which has been going a bit viral in Scotland.
Loch Ness FC?
Yeah, there's
is that
a,
real?
Yeah, it's a team from beside Loch Ness.
All right.
And guess what's on their shirt?
Yeti.
Exactly.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's fine. I just like it. I know it's just a very, very expensive piece of nylon. But also, I love the sort of crappy jargon mm-hmm. that goes with it.
Oh, yeah.
They have to sort of justify it. So it's like, you know, this design symbolizes the musical heritage of X city or whatever. It's complete crap, but it's
revolutionary.
Yeah, microfibers. Yeah. I mean, it's all crap, but it's entertaining crap to me. Yeah. So, yeah, I like shirt launch season. Yeah, that's my hot.
That's a good one.
All right.
Like that. All right, my hot is Birmingham City supporters.
Really? Why so?
Because they did that march in Birmingham City Centre on the Saturday against racism, and they walked from St Andrews all the way to centre of town, and gave speeches because a bunch of them are fed up of being associated with far right football fans and the Football Lads Alliance and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And Birmingham's a very multicultural city, and Birmingham City should be a multicultural club.
Good. I didn't see that. I don't know how that passed me by, but yeah, good
on
them.
Only a few hundred of them, but it's pretty good.
You know, better than nothing.
Yeah.
Well done. Good lads. Right. I've got a knot.
Okay.
My knot is music choices on Zbrojovka's official video output.
Okay. Is this in the sense of like every single highlights video being the Rolling Stones?
It's constantly Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Yes.
Yes. But also, when they released their like stadium mock-up video,
yeah,
the choice of music behind it is garbage. Like, do you have no sense of tone or rhythm or style or anything? That it's just so jarring. It's just, who is doing this? It's awful. It's just like a little bit of thought about it. What's the pace of the video? You know, is it fast? Is it slow? Are there certain beats
mm-hmm.
in the video that you can hit? Find a piece of music that matches. It won't take you long. There's a whole fucking ream of catalogue on YouTube of free stock music to use.
I didn't even watch it with the music on, so I'm just like, what?
You're very lucky, because it's one of the most jarring things I've ever seen, and it really annoyed me.
Outstanding.
Rant over. That's my knot.
That's good. Would you like me to go knot as well?
Yeah, go on.
You've probably heard this one already, David, but my knot is Tranmere Rovers issue a 1,000-word statement yes. about Instagram.
Club statement, klaxon.
about Instagram.
I sent you this, I think.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's good enough to send me. It's even better to everyone. Bear in mind that this was released on the 2nd of July, the statement, and it starts with, on Saturday 23rd of May 2020, a post was sent out on from the EFL's Instagram channel, which referenced Tranmere Rovers' promotion from League 2 to League 1 in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, you know, the EFL and SPFL and stuff do this. It's like, on this day, and there's a wee video or something, and everyone's happy. And then, apparently, like by 11 o'clock, the club and... throughout, and they're consistent with this, God bless them. The club is with a capital C.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the club, big C, had screenshots to show that the comment button on the Tranmere post had disappeared. Tranmere fans realised they could not comment on the post and alerted the club, big C, to this. And fans quickly started to express their anger at this on social media. So it turns into this tear-stained statement about the club being censored by the Football League because people online couldn't comment on one specific photo about Tranmere Rovers promotion.
I tell you who is a big C, the person who decided this was the battle they needed to fight.
Would you like the best line in the statement by far?
Far away.
It's a paragraph 4, I believe, which starts, although it may not at first sight seem a particularly important matter, comma.
Good.
Tranmere Rovers, man. Like, this is what happens when you call the season early, man. You've got nothing to do except moan about Instagram.
Yeah.
As an influencer. You know, I realise that Instagram is serious business.
Yeah.
If you'd like to send us beer and cars and stuff, then please.
I thought if you'd like to send us an Instagram, please.
Yeah. I was going to say, send me a gram, and that could be taken in many ways. Well, I mean, I don't want to get busted.
Well, no. But, yeah. Anyway.
You had one more hot.
I did have one more hot, yeah. So, a couple of weeks ago, my sense of time is gone, maybe 10 days ago, who knows, Coventry signed a player called Gustavo Hamer from PEC Zwolle in the Netherlands. And my fondness for Dutch club names, which started on last season's Spreeoffcast, when we were talking about Venlo, I believe. Yeah. So obviously, I went to find out what PEC Zwolle stands for. Mm-hmm. And pleasingly, the English translation is, it stands for Prince Henry and Never Despair Combination Club of Zwolle.
Never Despair.
Prince Henry and Never Despair. Because obviously there were two clubs, the Prince Henry Football Club and the Never Despair Football Club.
Prince Henry.
Yeah. So yeah, Prince Henry and Never Despair never combination dis- club of never Zwolle.
Like, how many of these like clubs sort of exist in there? There's like, yeah, oh, we play this. What's your team name called? Cheer Up. You know, whatever. Was it Be Prepared?
Yeah.
You know, all this sort of stuff. There was another one like that. Was it for
I don't know.
Was it for Vivian or something? But like
Chin Up Appledorn or something. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Prince Henry.
Yeah. Chop Chop Leeuwarden. Anyway, yeah, I just that just really tickled me. Prince Henry and Never Despair combination Club Zwolle.
Prince Henry and Never Despair. Like, it does sound like a sort of glam sort of act or something like it, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like,
it was the precursor to Adam and the Ants. Yeah. Anyway, that's that over with, I think. So what have we got? I shall
turn. Well, you've got my other hot, David.
Oh shit! Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. Lie. What was that? Yeah.
Well, no, it doesn't upset me. You might upset some other people who would like to hear this, of course, because Varnsdorf's victory over Witkowice at the weekend means that, confirms that Witkowice are relegated, which means FK Blansko. Blansko coming up.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun. So yes, they're
don't
so they're
you know, pump it up, club bus is going up.
The club has issued a statement pointing out there are many factors, and you know, that might stop them from taking up the spot, including the fact that you know the season might not be completed. That's unlooking unlikely now.
Was it club Big K?
I did not look for that.
Amateur,
but it does look good for them, and it looks quite likely that. That the Klobasa and the lads, will be seeing second tier football next season, which means that we should probably get them on again to talk about it at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, maybe at some point. Like, well, one of the next winter break episodes would be the perfect, you know, see how the first half of their season has gone, etc. Yeah. I think that'd be quite entertaining. So yeah. That's that. Let's go on to talking about visiting the Men in the High Castle, Slavic edition. So, we also didn't travel to Slavoj Vyšehrad because they refused to sell tickets to anyone.
Which was a good call because we still had people turn up and weren't let in.
Yeah. So, thanks Pavel for doing the research and confirming that we probably shouldn't go all the way to Prague.
Yeah. What did you do instead on your Saturday?
What did I do? Because this was this weekend just gone,
wasn't
it? I watched qualifying for the Austrian Grand Prix, and then I went to the pub and read my book.
It's good.
What did you do?
I went to the Priegel and had a barbecue.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
Which is nice.
Yeah, good. So rather that than a 2.5-hour train journey for a game we couldn't see and then a 2.5-hour train journey back.
But a game that we both wish we saw.
Oh, aye. Yes. My word. My wordy Wordington. It starts off, as is traditional, with an opening goal. It is Ondřej Pachlotník, who comes screaming in to score a header and nearly brains himself on both the goalpost and the advertising hoarding behind the goal.
Yes, yes.
Which I thought was very entertaining, but actually on second or third viewing looked a lot heavier of a collision than I initially thought it was.
It looked like it could have been seriously hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was not as funny as I thought it was, but it was still quite funny. Yeah, so that happened. 2-0 from a header at the back post by young Pepe Choral. Again, from a set piece, not directly from the corner, mm-hmm. but it comes back out and the cross goes back in. And,
yeah.
And there's Choral, your boy, to make it 2-0. Aye. Yeah. We go 3-0 up with another trademark Pachlotnik run, do we not?
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. Runs and takes it fairly early. It's like a 25 yarder.
Yeah, so it's like almost like goes for placement as well from that distance, which is weird.
I would say I would have expected the keeper to do a bit better because it's not the hardest of shots, and I don't know whether he sees it late, but it sort of goes through him a bit.
Yeah,
it's I'm not annoyed that Pachlotnik scored, but. You know, I think if I were a Visegrad fan, I would be disappointed in the keeper for that one. It gets to they pull a goal back, much as Žižkov did at 3-0 down.
Mm-hmm.
All I've written for this is scrappy.
Yeah.
That's all I remember of this.
Quite scrappy.
It was scrappy.
Yeah, I knew you'd do that, yeah.
Thank you, yeah.
Just generally speaking, do you not notice that a lot of goals we concede right now are absolutely our own fault?
Yes. I think this is why Michalek's post-match things are always...
He's always so raging despite winning by four.
Yeah, because we have done a lot of foot shootery lately. Okay, you know, we're five up at whatever point, but still,
yeah.
You know... We already know, like, from as long as he's been in charge, he's an absolute perfectionist, and he is raging when things go wrong.
True.
So, yeah. Dushime Nasla.
Buck up your ideas, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this was it was a scrappy one to concede. We take the 3-goal advantage back, though, with an Adrian Čermák goal. He beats the keeper to a header from a free kick. Again, not great goalkeeping. He's just standing in front of the keeper. Čermák's not the biggest.
No, he's not.
And he goes up and just wins the header from straight in front of the goalkeeper, which, again, pretty ropey goalkeeping, I would say. We make it 6, don't we? Which comes from just putting pressure on Visegrad and forcing them into a mistake. I think there's one of our midfielders is just hassling the Visegrad guy, like, 40 yards from goal. Visegrad boy panics. Okay. It's a loose pass, pounced on. And it finishes with Čermák doing a Stefanovski, I would say, curling the ball beautifully into the far corner.
Each game having a goal of the season.
Yeah, sure. as you said, yeah. Are we finished there? No, we bloody well are not. Čermák steps up to complete his hat-trick from the penalty spot.
Pavel was saying this was the first hat-trick Zbrojka have had in 15 years or something like that.
15 years?
Or something like that. He was saying something on the...
That can't be right. That's unbelievable if that's true.
And I was thinking, I can't think of any hat-tricks that we've scored in like competitive league.
Yeah.
It's just it might be.
All right, well, you have a look for that. Whatever.
I can't seem to see it.
Yeah, no, I will finish this off because, again, this is a raging Michalek moment because Visegrad get one back through, if I've written this down correctly, Nedžad Zinhasović. Who I don't know where he's from, but I'm going to assume Bosnia or somewhere like that. Somewhere Balkan, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
It is sloppy. It's loose passing. Drexler gets nutmegged, which is like kind of funny in a way. And yes, confirmed. First Vrovka hat-trick in 15 years. Do we have who had the previous?
No.
One.
No, okay. Sorry.
Well, 15 years ago... Ooh, dear. Christ knows, Ludek Zelenka maybe,
mm-hmm.
somebody of that ilk. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, that would be in those last three games then. 14 goals scored.
14 goals scored.
Three conceded. Three
conceded.
Lovely stuff.
Entertaining. Like, yeah. I mean, this is, I mean, do you not notice at this point that we've just, this is just, this happened pretty much play for play last season as well. Mm-hmm. Santa Fe came out just absolutely fucking battered teams. Mad. Yeah. Mad ting.
Had we had Michalek from the very beginning, we would have walked this league this year, I think.
Yeah.
We haven't lost since forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think he's very much the man to take the club forward. I love his just constant simmering rage.
Yeah,
makes me very happy. He's he looks like a sort of friendly uncle, but is constantly simmering with fury. Mm-hmm. So this is I really like him. So yeah, that's that. We've got one more section, and it's beer of the podcast.
We are going to be over going.
Oh, we're previewing, aren't we?
We're going to be running a little bit over because we will need to have a beer of the podcast too.
Yes,
and also some previews that are not previews. I think that it's kind of important to not really talk about these next two games in much detail, but to actually talk about what's actually going to happen because these are the last games of the season.
Yeah. Okay. Should we do that first, then?
We can.
Okay, let's do that first. Get some important messages out of the way there. So we've got some situazze mm-hmm. here, haven't we?
Last two games for Zbrojovka Brno
in
the regular season. Yes. And I'm supposed to preview them.
Right.
So, Prostyov, former manager, finished ninth last season, eighth this season, might win. Lutonski there.
Yeah.
Vlashim, we always do
tiny,
poorly.
Tiny moustache.
Tiny moustache.
Yeah.
Can I show you a magic trick? Vlashim, last year 12th, currently 9th, beat Zhishkov last time out.
Bogey team.
Yes.
Good, nice previews.
Yeah, there you go. Actually, I had a fun fact about Prostyov.
Oh, good,
because
okay.
Because Prostyov are... they've been very reasonable this season. They don't lose by much normally. Mm-hmm. We thudded them 5-0 earlier in the... Yeah. In the Brera had a howler of a game, if I remember correctly. The only two teams to beat Prostyov by a margin of 3 goals or more this season were us and Lyshen.
That's quite cute. Good.
I would expect the way that we're playing to beat both of these teams, but it's flashing.
Yeah.
So, but what's probably more important than this is that...
By the way, I'm now looking over at Sam's notes and he's got the state of play written and underlined and bolded.
Yes. Because this is the crunch time. 3 games left for Pardubice, 2 games left for us,
mm-hmm.
they are 1 point ahead. They play Trinets tomorrow, Wednesday, or today, whenever you hear this.
Yeah.
Followed by Slavoj Vyšehrad on the Saturday, and then Viktoria Žižkov on the 14th, right?
Yeah.
In order for Zbrojovka to win the league, we must win both our games, and Pardubice must fail to win at least 2,
mm-hmm.
with one of them having to be a loss.
Yeah.
So this would mean that we would have 69 points.
Nice.
And they would have 68.
Mm-hmm.
If they win all their games, which they very much could, they will finish on 73 points,
mm-hmm.
which will be the highest points total in the second tier since Sinot, which is now Slovatsko, mm-hmm. Won with 76 points in season 1999-2000.
Yeah. And to be fair, it would have been well earned. They just do not lose, do they, really, apart from to us.
It sounds very impressive, and then you realise that Budjovica won with 72 points last season, so kind of close, but they also blew everyone away. Yeah, they've been the best defence in the league, part of it.
Yeah, they've only conceded like 16 goals or something in 27 games.
Yes, so... Yeah, so are we going to be promoted as champions?
No.
No. Are we going to be promoted... Well, maybe.
Yes. Okay.
Right. So there's two thoughts about this, right? Would you like to go with how it's supposed to happen or how it might happen first?
Let's go with supposed to happen.
Right. Okay. So at the top tier, there are two games to play in the relegation group, mm-hmm. right? And this is further complicated, obviously, with Carvina players being under lockdown due to them all getting coronavirus.
Right.
We'll leave that to a side. Sigma, Teplice, safe. Zelina all but safe. They need to lose both of their games, and Carvina would have to win both of theirs.
It's not happening.
Because Carvina are on 27 points. Opava and Příbram have 25.
Yeah.
Carvina also are supposed to play Příbram on this Sunday, which becomes a very interesting game indeed if it goes ahead. So we will play whoever ends up 15th.
Yes.
With home advantage in the second leg.
Mm-hmm.
Third place, which looks like it'll almost certainly be Dukla Prague now, will play who finishes 14th, and they'll have to play at home first.
Mm-hmm.
Away goals count in the playoffs. So that's how it's supposed to happen. We're supposed to go into a playoff over two legs for all or nothing, for glory.
In a barrage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What might happen is a completely different story, because it's not clear whether or not that Carvina are able to fulfill their fixtures.
Yeah.
Because there is, for anyone who doesn't know, like, the Czech Republic now, in terms of the coronavirus, seems to be, touch wood, reasonably stable.
Mm-hmm.
Karviná, as a town and as an area of the Czech Republic, is
slightly mullered at the moment.
It's having a bad time of things. And this has gone into the football team, and I think something like 7 players ended up testing positive.
It's quite a large number, because Trinets, they couldn't fulfil their fixtures, and there was only 3 players, I think, that
tested positive. Yeah, and now that's sorted, it seems.
Yes.
Because they're playing tomorrow. Because it was, for a while, looking like the league was going to get cancelled.
Mm.
What happens now is that there was, and we talk about this, went to press about a couple of hours before we did this podcast,
mm-hmm.
is that there has been an agreement that there has been an alternative timetable done to get these games completed. If, however, that is not possible, then it's going to be called and 2 are going to go down from the top tier, and 2 are going to automatically come up from the Národní Liga.
Right, so just a regular promotion relegation, no playoffs.
Yeah, so basically if Karvina can't fulfil... what it seems like is if Karvina can't fulfil their fixtures, everything stops in the top league.
Mm-hmm.
Pardubice get promoted, Zbrojovka get promoted.
Yeah.
But curiously, what might happen is that Příbram and Opava get automatically relegated.
Yeah.
Which is problematic.
Why so?
Because Karvina and Opava are on the same number of points.
No, they're not.
25, 27, no?
Příbram and Opava are on the same number of points.
Yeah, okay.
The bottom two are on the same number of points.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right.
That's how it...
Okay.
That's how it is.
Oh, now, yeah. Right? All right. Yeah. Okay, great. So Opava have to play... are supposed to play... Příbram are supposed to play Karvina.
Right.
Right. So basically what could happen is that it's very easy that these are all massive six-pointers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Karvina could very easily get relegated by losing to Příbram or drawing, or, you know, Opava beating Zlín, something like that. But if they actually were to call the season now and not fulfil their fixtures, they are going to be safe.
Yes.
So it's in their interests, potentially, to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's one thing that we know about Czech football, it's corrupt as fuck. So this is a... and this is also why the Příbram chairman...
yes.
Put out a thing today.
Statement today.
Saying that everything should just be cancelled and nobody should go down. Because your team's bottom of the league, mate.
Yeah. He also weirdly dragged up the Dynamo Dresden case, saying, look at Dynamo Dresden. They had loads of players quarantined and they still had to fulfil their fixtures and they went down. But, well, that's going to happen to you too, though. Why are you bringing that up? That's really weird. That was a really weird thing to say.
It's another country's league system as
well. Exactly.
And I think you know a bit more about German lower league football. I say lower league, second tier football than I do. But wasn't it looking increasingly likely that Dynamo Dresden were getting cut off at the foot of the
table.
They
were dead
anyway.
And buried anyway. Yeah. They were useless. They were about 8 points from safety before the split, like the, or like before the like season break happened. No, they were awful before. It's a weird thing to say.
It doesn't make too much sense to me. So it's going to be really interesting to see what's going to happen. Like, I mean, my feeling is that the situation is probably going to settle down to the point that we're going to have to play a playoff.
Yeah.
And it's one of these ones as well that, like, hey, do you want to win the honest way or do you want to just get promoted automatically? And the answer is, of course, I want to get promoted automatically.
Yeah.
Fuck the playoffs. The playoffs is a really bad idea in this Czech football. It's protecting the bigger teams when you have two of them and one only automatically going up.
Yeah.
If it's two and one, I've got sympathy for it. I think that's an okay idea. But you have to have at least, you know, two going up automatically anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
And I have no sympathy for Příbram whatsoever, which also complicates things, or simplifies things, I should say. Because if it was like Zlín and, you know, Bohemka and, you know, and
nice
some,
teams,
you know, and some, oh, no, just other teams, then I'd be like, that's a bit unfair. Maybe not unjust, but unfair. But I've just, like, after the hysterics of last year, fuck them, Příbram, basically.
Also, to be fair, Příbram and Opava are terrible football teams right now. I mean, I'm just looking at their goals for, goals against things. They've played 33 games each. Příbram have managed to ship 55 goals in 33 games, which is unbelievable. Opava have only managed to score 17 in 33.
Yeah.
These are awful football teams right now.
Yes.
I mean, they are dreadful.
I mean, if one wasn't heavily backed by someone in a position of power in the Czech FA, then I'd be confident about scudding them. But
yeah, anyway. Anyway, that's that. Shall we finish with the final beer of the podcast?
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, on a slightly happier note. Let's do that imminently. It's beer of the podcast.
Two. Candy Orange Boogaloo.
Indeed, Candy Orange it is. It's called Candy Orange IPA, 11 degree. This is also from the Pitroka Pivovar, or, you know, Kuchinia, I guess. I was warned to store this upright, because it has a lot of sediment at the bottom, as you can see.
Yeah.
It does smell of orange, to be fair.
Yeah.
A little bit. So,
shall we?
Yeah, let's try this. Here we go. Glung, 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 glung. Thoughts? Mmm. You made a very weird face there. What was that?
I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure about the, like, flavours-wise. And then orange, it's just like, it is quite orange, actually.
It tastes slightly like that orange Quality Street.
Or was that Roses that did the Magic Moments thing?
There's a touch of that to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Magic moments
when two hearts are caring.
Is it caring?
It's caring.
Oh, beating. Oh, no. I see. All right. Well, Candy Orange IPA. I'm not sharing. It's quite nice, actually. Yeah. I mean, I might yet be won over to the IPA cause.
I prefer this to the other one.
Do you?
The other one is nice, but I like the sharpness of the orange in this. It's really good. Again, finishes cleanly. There's not a lot of aftertaste on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite not aggressive, but there's a sort of citrusy sharpness to it. which I like. Yeah.
Two very nice beers from Adam. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, cheers, man. So yeah, all that remains to be said really is thanks for listening. Follow us on all the social media blahs.
Indeed. If you would like to sell or promote any product on Zborovcast, then feel free to get us on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah. Cars, guitars.
Kittens in a basket.
Yeah.
Cream eggs.
Yeah.
Fish and chip. You should start... You know how you've always thought about starting your own fish and chip thing in Brno, but, you know, you just weren't sure about, you know, how to do it. Or you thought, well, maybe it's a big risk. Well, think people out there, there's an international community that appreciates things like that.
Yeah.
And with the reach of something like Zborovcast, you know, you're already away, you know.
Over 10 listeners per episode.
Hundreds of thousands of listeners. You know, if you're going to make us shareholders as well, I mean, that'd be great as well. But, you know, just the chips is fine. Bye.
We can't leave it on the chips is fine. It's as we said, thanks for listening. The chips is fine. And we're going to leave you with a possible prediction of barrage excitement with... some trouble over Bridgewater. All that remains is for me to say Tashima Senasla and for him to say
chips. Thank you.